It was the hope that never came, despite calls for U.S. President Barack Obama to address human rights violations in Saudi Arabia. The outcome was far less than lawmakers on Capitol Hill would have hoped for. Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio sent the latest request to Mr. Obama to urge Saudi Arabia's leader, King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz, to reconsider the imprisonment of people confined under various charges, including sorcery.
I think it's also important to remember that the two countries are different from each other. They are different in terms of their cultures. They are different in terms of their political institutions.
Groups have come out against the Saudi Arabian government and the U.S.'s alliance. King Abdullah's critics say that the Persian Gulf's nation's justice system defies the values of American democracy. According to a U.S. State Department report, the biggest violations there include restrictions on universal rights such as freedom of expression and freedom of assembly.
This week, 52 bipartisan members of Congress and 12 non-governmental organizations wrote a letter to President Obama urging him to confront Saudi Arabian leaders about human rights violations.
Shortly before the meeting, Amnesty International urged Obama to condemn discrimination in the Persian Gulf Kingdom during his visit. It also urged the U.S. president to send Riyadh a strong message that systematic violations are unacceptable. The U.S. president's visit was also seen as a way to broker Saudi Arabia's military agenda. Saudis want air defense systems for Syrian insurgents. Currently, the Obama administration says it's only providing humanitarian and small weapons assistance.
It's strategically important for the United States. Also, the United States and sells Saudi Arabia, has been selling Saudi Arabia sophisticated arms.
Despite President Obama's failure to force resolutions on human rights issues, it appears that Riyadh has given up on hopes that the U.S. will end war in Syria. And the alliance remains with little attention by the leaders to the underprivileged and oppressed. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.